Greg Ehrenberg and Eric Lindquist here with an Awesome Odds NFL video. Today, we're going to be talking about the NFL MVP odds heading into the season. Now, guys, do us a favor as you're watching the video. Like, also subscribe to the YouTube channel. One other thing, leave us a comment. Do you like my picks? Do you hate Eric's picks? Do you like both of our picks? Who are you guys betting on for MVP? Let's get some engagement going. Tell us who you're betting on, then we can have a little bit of discussion about it. But first, starting with the MVP entering this season, the first guy I'm looking at, Eric, is Patrick Mahomes at plus 500. And here's the main reason why. I'm just going to pose the question to you like this. Over the next five seasons, do you think it's likely that Patrick Mahomes will win an NFL MVP?
Yes.
That's just kind of my overall mindset with this. And also, I bet Patrick Mahomes prior to last year's season, I thought that was going to be, you know, like a lock throughout the entire season. It looked like he was going to win until, you know, towards the very end of the season where he rested towards the end of the year. Aaron Rodgers ended up playing and then the Packers ended up taking the one seed. There's kind of a little bit of narrative building behind them from that. But I'm really looking at it this way. If Patrick Mahomes is plus 500 entering every season for the next 5 years, if you bet Patrick Mahomes to win each of those years and you bet the same amount, as long as he wins once out of those 5 years, you're coming out ahead. So to me, I'm really looking at the odds on Patrick Mahomes here and just think that in the coming years, I think he probably wins two or three MVPs upcoming. So to me, I think Patrick Mahomes, even though he is the favorite and maybe look at the MVP odds and be like, hey, you know, that's not really all that long. I just think he's so overwhelmingly likely to win going forward that I'm just kind of thinking I'm going to be betting Patrick Mahomes before every single season upcoming. Does that all make sense to you?
That completely makes sense. For me, the main reason that I think I'm probably not going that direction is because I think he would still have to be dynamite in the first week or 2 weeks of the season in order to keep that 500 number. If it becomes shorter, I also don't want to be looking at it, but I think you could get longer odds on him if somebody like Josh Allen or Kyler Murray or somebody gets out of the gate really, really hot, which is very likely as well, that he's not going to outperform every single quarterback on the board that we have here. And so I think you could wait until the season starts to maybe get a little bit better odds than plus 500 on him. But your outlook on it is completely accurate. I have no problem in taking a shot on the best player in the NFL. No issue. For me, it comes down to I'm looking at some of the longer numbers. I have to figure out, one, which player is on a team that can win games and compete with the Kansas City Chiefs in that regard? And then two, who can put up gaudy, gaudy numbers? And Josh Allen jumps to the top of the board for me, plus 1,200 right now. He came off of a fantastic season where he kind of just continues to get better each and every year. 7.9 yards per attempt to go along. That's significantly better than we've seen in the past from him. 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, only 10 picks. He had a sub 60% career completion percentage, ended up jumping up to 69.2%, even though he was throwing the ball further downfield. The addition of Stephon Diggs is such a big plus for him. I don't know what Emmanuel Sanders has in the tank, but I'm willing to find out. And then Cole Beasley, if he doesn't get sick, that's fantastic as well. He's going to work out well in the slot there. I just like this entire receiving core that they have around him in Buffalo. So I'm willing to take the shots there as somebody who can put up big numbers, and he can get it done with his legs too. 421 yards on the ground. It was actually his lowest rushing output of his career, but 8 touchdowns go along with it. I could see Buffalo in a weak division kind of stomping out everybody there in the it sticks out to me like a sore thumb. Plus 1200, I love that number on him.
Yeah, and something interesting from last year is actually if you look at the MVP voting, Josh Allen finished with more MVP votes than Patrick Mahomes last year. Now, I tend to think that going forward, Mahomes is going to be more valuable than Josh Allen, but at least the way the narrative went last year, you know, we did see Josh Allen finish second in the MVP voting. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers was first. But in the early going of last year, somebody was up towards the top of the MVP odds across sports books and then kind of faded towards the end of the second half of the year was Kyler Murray. So Kyler Murray, somebody who we both like as a bet for MVP this year at 20-1 odds currently, and that's pretty standard for him across all books, is Kyler Murray had a really strong start to the first half of last year. And I think around the midway point, it was actually Russell Wilson was favored to win MVP. Then we had Patrick Mahomes who was second at that point. And then it was Kyler Murray who was third. Then this is what happened towards the end of the season. Is Kyler Murray, I think it was an ankle injury. It was a couple of different things he dealt with that led to him getting banged up. So the Cardinals fell off a little bit in the second half of the year. That's also something that impacted his fantasy performances. It impacted his standing in the MVP race. But Kyler Murray is going to be healthy entering the year. Now, obviously, at any point in time, anybody could get hurt in the NFL season. But just based on that, we saw Kyler Murray at one point last year, like plus 350, plus 400 to win MVP. A worst case scenario, I think if he enters the year healthy, there's a pretty good chance this could even be something that gets cashed out for like 2-3x value just based on line movement. So I know that you like Kyler Murray as well. What are some of the reasons that you're on Kyler Murray?
DeAndre Hopkins. So Stephon Diggs, I kind of understated a little bit. I mean, he's the number one wide receiver on our board here at Awesome, on my board, on Matt Kuchevsky's board. I just think that he's absolutely dynamite. DeAndre Hopkins is not far behind. And I think when you have a strong number one receiver like that, that can get open, that can create separation in any matchup, any cornerback matchup. Yeah, it's a tough division that Arizona's in, but I still like that his opportunity that he's going to get just with DeAndre Hopkins. They're not going to give the MVP to either of these wide receivers, but just getting quarterback, just investing in the quarterback on the other side makes a lot of sense for me. As you said, also can get a lot done with his legs. He's kind of like Michael Vick, just shorter in a lot of the things that he does. He can definitely unload the ball. He's got a cannon, but he also just gets things done on the ground that no other player really can do. Maybe Josh Allen a little bit. So maybe I'm just investing a little bit of these running quarterbacks that are dual threats and can just kind of stick out in MVP voters' minds. So I really like going to Kyler Murray on that side as well. My next pick, and I guess my final pick here as well, Justin Herbert plus 2,000. So he gets a new head coach, gets a new offensive coordinator in there. They got rid of Anthony Lynn. Fantastic for him in that regard. But Joe Lombardi, he was the quarterback whisperer for the New Orleans Saints for 5 seasons alongside Drew Brees. I mean, we saw how dusty Drew Brees was at the end of his career here. I think he got his career prolonged a little bit by Joe Lombardi, a guy who is actually the grandson of Vince Lombardi. Hard to beat that kind of lineage, I suppose, in the NFL. But I really like what Justin Herbert did in his rookie season. It's hard not to. 31 touchdowns, 10 picks, 4,336 yards in only 15 games. He didn't start week one. That was Tyrod Taylor that was there for it. You get a 17-game season here as well. But just these skill positions, if everybody stays healthy, if it's Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Austin Eckler, this is an investment in the offense of the Chargers, which I just think is a strong thing to be doing this season. Justin Herbert looks like the real deal, and he could definitely go sideways in a sophomore year, but if he takes another leap up, it's scary to think of what he's capable of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have an issue with him other than that I just look at some of the other players in this price range, Kyler Murray being one we both like. The other one, Dak Prescott, who not the same odds at every book, but also that's why there's value in using Odd Shopper, because different books that you might go to, Dak Prescott's listed at 12-1 in MVP, 14-1 to an MVP. But if you use Odd Shopper over at awesomeo.com, you could see all the odds listed across all different books and find what the best individual odds are. And at one book, Dak Prescott's currently listed at 20-1 to win MVP. So when you consider Kyler Murray's 20-1, Dak Prescott's 20-1, Justin Herbert's 21, I just prefer guys like Murray and Prescott. And as for Prescott as a bet, here's what I feel good about him. I think there's going to be a lot of narrative behind him. First of all, the NFC East is terrible. So I think the Cowboys have a very good chance to win. Second of all, Dallas was no good last year after Dak Prescott got hurt. And I think there's a good chance they run away with the NFC East. And a lot of people are just going to apply the narrative that, look, the Cowboys were no good last year after Prescott got hurt. He came back. Now they're a good team. They're going to give a lot of that credit to Dak Prescott. Overall, I think it's such a dynamic offense. He's going to have really good counting stats as is. And then also some of that narrative built in behind it, and also the story of him coming back from the broken ankle. All that together kind of lends me to think that Dak Prescott 21 is one of the better values on the board. So what are your thoughts on Dak Prescott? And then we can close this out.
Well, I think Dak Prescott's fine. I do find it interesting how much narrative-driven information we throw out to kind of go towards the MVP, but that's the kind of stuff you have to analyze with this. It has less to do sometimes with football. Like, obviously, you need one a good team. You need a good offense. You need all of those things going for you, but the right narrative also helps. Aaron Rodgers having a breakout season last year. It was going back and forth with Josh Allen pretty much down the stretch there. It's fascinating how the narratives can really change throughout the season. So I think getting some longer odds on Dak Prescott in the event that they just stomp out the NFC East, definitely not the worst way to go.
Hey, that is going to do it for us, guys. Don't forget, any bet you place, head on over to awesomeo.oddshopper.com. Just make sure you're getting the best line at any money you're putting down anywhere. And the other thing also, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to have plenty more of these videos coming out leading up to the NFL season. Also, leave us a comment. Let us know who you're going to be betting on to an MVP this season.